Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'chu begin Perek Sheva Asa, the 17th chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tumas Emes, and the laws of impurity that derives from a dead person, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which are continuing the theme of the previous parakim discussing the Tumah of oil as applies to that of mess, specifically regarding the extensions and the holes that apply to that of the oil. Where in this parak we discuss that of the projections and regarding the law of a bow. Let's run against halacha off regarding the halacha of a projection from the opening of the house. Ziz, a projection, a ledge, something that's sticking out, that's coming out from the doorway of the entrance of the house, and it's facing downward. And it was 12 hand breadths above the ground, or less than that, so it has to be within that area. Then harizim maybe asatumah. That's going to bring tumah. In other words, if tumah is beneath that protrusion, that projection, so the house is going to be tumah. So to the vessels that are beneath that projection are going to be tumah when there's tumah in the house. And this is bekolshu, meaning even if it's not sticking out from the doorpost, even a handbreadth, whatever the amount is, it's going to be considered an extension of the house. Not Budava Baruhu, but says the Rambam, it's clear, Sheinu Mevi Element of Rem, that this only would bring the Tumah from Rabbinic Law. And Machen Kol Kayetze Bahavas Atama Kazu. And so to any type of bringing on of Tumah, like this, Sheinu Ba'oil Tefach HaBari, that it's not a strong oil that's a handbreadth, that, as we're saying in this case, in Element of Rem, is only from Rabbinic Law. Now, how you gavoyu yasu mishnei masa tefach, but if it's higher than 12 hand breaths, or show you fun of lamala, or wasn't facing downward, but rather facing upward, or v'chein ha'tarai, so to the crowns, v'apituchim, and these types of ornaments, ha'yutzis min abinyim, which comes out of a structure, in mevim el b'peseach tefach, there they're only going to bring the tumah, only if it has an area of a tefach. V'chein ziz shagavi ha'pesach, so to a projection that's coming out from an entryway, ha'yutzis min ha'mashkev, that's coming out from the lintel, v'afilo ha'yukona, Bitzar HaMashkef, and even if there was a reed on the side of the lintel, but Reichav HaPesach in the thickness and the width of the entryway, and the Mevi'ilim can hoya by Pesach Tavach, that, as we're saying in the previous cases, would only bring if it would have a thickness of a handbreadth. The other halachas of the projection, we said that's a rabbinic law. Halacha base. Ziz, regarding this projection, Shu Seiviv is called a bais, which it goes around the whole house and it has in it a thickness of a tefach. And it's taking up in the entryway a space of a handbreadth. So maybe it's a tumah. It brings tumah. It's considered an extension that tumah could come through there. But if, let's say, you took up a space in the entryway less than a handbreadth, the tumah babayis, and there's tumah in the house, so the vessels that are beneath that projection, even though it's less than a tefach, are going to be tummy, because ultimately the tumah is going to go out through this entryway. So we see whatever is in the projection of the entryway as if it's part of the entryway, because the projection surrounds the whole perimeter of the house, and therefore it manifests the tumah through the area of the ziz too, through the projection. But tumah tachta, but if there's tumah beneath the ziz, and again it's less than a tefach, einam mevias tumah labayis, that would not necessarily bring what's more inner of the tumah inside the house. And the same halacha would apply b'chatzar by a courtyard, which is surrounded with nachsadra, which is a similar type of a structure where the courtyard is open and the achsadra is roofed. So if the achsadra takes up a tefach in the entryway of the house, it's going to bring the tumah. And if it's less than that, and there's tumah in the halacha is going to be the same in the sense of that the seifa tumah lotzeis. The tumah is going to go through the Pesach Habayis, where the roof of the Chsadra is leaning over that of Pesach Tefach, and if the tumah is beneath the roof of this Chsadra, it's not going to contaminate the vessel that are in the Bayis, because it's not necessarily going to come in. It's going to go out, as Rambam will say a few times this concept. That's the same parallel that the Ziz is what the Chsadra is by the Chatzar. Halacha Gimel continues regarding if there's a projection over a window. So chalaynasul tashmish. If there's a window that's made for utility, which we had said there's different types of windows for the laws of tumah, but it's made for utilization to utilize it. Viziz yitzagabe chalayn. Now you have a projection that's going out over the window. Even if it's just the thickness of a thumb, maybe that will bring tumah. V'hu, sheyir gavoyim al chaloyim. But this, as long as it's above the window, roim etz ba'ayim epochas, a height of 2 finger breadths above the window, or less than that. But if it's more than 2 finger breadths above the window, then it's not going to bring tumah, unless it has a thickness of a tefach, which generally the halacha that requires to be considered as a oil. Ziz zeh. Now this projection, shagabe achaloyim, that if it's on the window, hasui lema'ar, which is a different type of window, which is meant for illumination, just to get the sunlight, then maybe it's a tumah b'choshu. That brings the tumah even whatever height it is, even if it's above 2 finger breadths, I feel like a vayikol shu, even no matter how high it is. Bin ha'yitzlev ne'achaloin, regarding a structure that goes out in front of a window, where shahamashkiv, that the one who's looking out, nismachalov, leans on that structure, b'shor shahamashkiv, and he's leaning out and looking out the window. So, inyam yivyas ha'tumah, it's not going to bring the tumah when it's beneath that structure. And the reason for that is because that actually is a blocker from the tumah, a chatzitza, that it doesn't go into the window. Now, how you buy ziz, if let's say there was a projection that's sticking out into the window, and you have the tumah beneath that structure that's outside, then ra'in is a binyan kilu eino, then you look at that structure as if it's not, meaning as if it's not significant, as if it's not here. But ziz ha'elyon, and you have the upper projection, which is as if it's in the open airspace, and it's leaning over the source of the tumah, that it would be maybe as a tumah that would bring in the source of the tumah. Now, b'keitz mevin kol aziz neha'elu tumah. Now, how do all these projections bring tumah? Shem ha'is a tumah tachas achad mehem. Oy babayis, that if the tumah was beneath one of these projections or in the house, hakol tumah, everything's going to be tumah. I mean, babayis bein tachas aziz, whether in the house or whether what's beneath the projection. I mean, we view it all as one, that it's going to be considered connected. So if it's on one, it's going to, under one, it's going to be considered as if it's in the other one too. Now, Alocha Zayin continues now regarding two projections. Shnei Zizin Zagav Zev. There's two projections, one on top of the other. Yesh b'cholach mehem pesech tefach. And each one of them has the area of a tefach. U'benim pesech tefach. Now you have between these projections, between them, one on top of the other, you have a height of a tefach. Now, v'tumah tachas atachta. So if the tumah is beneath the lower projection, so tachta b'vat tameh. Only beneath the bottom one is going to be tummy. What's above the bottom one is going to be tar, because it's a tefach, and it's a blocker from tumah. It's like oil. If the tumah is between these two projections, these two ledges, b'neim levat tummy. Only between them is going to be tummy, because the bottom one saves on the vessels beneath it, and the upper ledge protects what's on top of it, because again, they're all a tefach. What's on top of the upper one, so what's opposite it, going up to the sky, is going to be tummy. But not what's beneath it, again, because it's a tefach. Now, let's say, let's say the upper projection was sticking out over ala tachten on the lower one, pesech tefach, an area of a tefach. Now, so if the tumah is beneath the bottom one, or even between the bottom one and the upper one, tachteim uvenim tameh. So beneath them, meaning beneath the bottom one, and between them is going to be tameh, meaning because we have this expansion that the upper one has of a tefach, which considers all that as mixed together as if it's under one oil. So that's beneath the upper one. Now, hoysal gava elyon, so let's say it was on top of the upper one, well then connect the abadir kiya tummy. So then opposite it going all the way up to the sky is going to be tummy, but what's beneath is going to be tar, because the upper one is oil being chaitzitz. Hoya elyon oydeval atachten, but let's say the upper projection was more than the lower one, paches mitafach, less than a handbreadth. And the tumah is between them. So tachtein uvenein tameh. So between them and what's beneath the bottom one is going to be tameh, because the tumah is spreading out a little bit more than the bottom one. So even though it's less than the tafach, but it's still going to go up in that little space, and it's going to hit the air space of both of them, and it's going to go in and make that area even between them tameh. Now, hoisa tumah beinein oitachas amoisa. That was if the tumah was beneath the bottom one. But let's say the tumah beinim. Let's say the tumah was beneath, it was between the bottom one and the upper one. Oitachas ha'moiser, or if let's say it was beneath the extension that the upper one has more than the bottom one, then beinim oitachas ha'moiser tummy. So then, what's between them and what's beneath the extension of only the upper one is going to be tummy, because the upper one is the oil over that area. Oitachas ha'tachtim, what's beneath the bottom one is tar, is going to be tar. And the reason for that is because that since it's less than a tefach, that the upper one spreads out over the low one, it's not really considered as over that lower one, and hence it's what's beneath the bottom one is going to be tar. Yesh b'chol echad mem pesach tefach. Let's say each one of these projections have an area of a tefach, but ve'im b'neim pesach tefach. But what's between them is not a height of a tefach. Okay, so if you have tumah beneath the bottom one, so tachta b'vat tumah. Only what's beneath the bottom one is going to be tumah, but between them and on above is going to be tar, because the bottom one is a tefach, it's going to be chaitzis. If it was between the bottom one and the upper one, or on top of the upper one, connected a tumah ad l'rikir tumah. From the area of the tumah going all the way up to the sky is going to be tumah. I mean, the tumah bits between them is considered tumah ritzutza, because you don't have a height of an oil of a tefach. So it shoots forth upwards, and even so, although generally by tumah ritzutza would be by kasfiyat edis, here, but because the bottom one is a tefach above the ground, and it's an area of a tefach, it would be chaitzis from going down towards the bottom. Now, another case. Let's say, no, the ledges, the projections, don't have an area of a tefach. So, so whether between the upper and the lower one there is a height of a tefach, or whether there's not an area of a tefach, so whether the tumah was beneath the bottom one, or between them, on top of the upper one. Either way, since we don't have a halim of a tefach, so tumah bekas v'olim bekas v'yedad, the tumah is going to shoot up and shoot down, because it's considered as a crouching tumah. So although that there's on top a space of a tefach, this is ritzutza, because there's no oil of a tefach, and therefore it just goes up and down. The same halacha would apply, not just projections or ledges, but same thing would be if there's two curtains that are above the ground, an area of a tefach, one on top of the other, would have all the halachas we said before. Now the Rambam continues regarding if there's tumah beneath vessels and garments and boards. So kelim ibagadim, let's say there's vessels or garments, iluchah shalates, or boards of wood, shemenachem zeh al gabei zeh, they're one on top of the other. But tumah ritzutza b'neihem, and then you have crouching tumah, where there's no oil of a tefach between them, but you have a source of tumah somewhere in the middle of these clothing, let's say. Imhoisa tumah gavoyim an arz tefach. So if the vessel that the tumah is beneath it is a tefach above the ground, So whatever garment or vessel or whatever board is on top of it is mal al chalal tefach, is hovering over an airspace of a tefach, because it's not, these are other items, so it's considered that it's a chalal. Maybe it's a tumah, and therefore it's going to bring tumah to all the vessels that are beneath it, because it's hovering over, it's a tefach above the ground, and there's a source of tumah, and all these things are beneath that. However, let's say these were tablets of marble, tiles of marble, and fill a gevayis from the arts elav amah, even if it's 1,000 amas above the ground, tuma bakas v'oilu bakas v'yered, is here we're going to say that no, it's going to be just shooting up and down, neshinka karka, because marble is a type of earth, which is connected to the ground, so it's like one clump, one entity, and therefore it's like considered as crouching. But when you have boards of wood that are not nullified to the ground, so therefore the upper one is like an oil, and the boards that are beneath it are like vessels that are inside the oil, and therefore they're going to be tummy as long as the upper one is a tefach above the ground. Halacha hey, luchay shel eitz, boards of wood, shein noyge zeh b'zeh b'karnaseihem, that they're touching each other by their corners. So they are, these diamonds that are touching the corners of the diamond, which are essentially squares but at an angle, and they're touching by the corners, then gevayis menaretz tefach, and they're a handbreadth above the ground. V'tumatachas achsam, and tumah is beneath one of them. Kelim shetachas hashniyah tahir. The vessels that are beneath the second one are going to be tar. Why? Lefisha ein nagas bechaverta bepesach tefach, is not touching the other tile in the area of a tefach. It's only just touching the corners. V'negeya beluach zu hashniyah, and therefore whoever touches the second tile, is the second board, is kenegeya bekelim shenaga b'oil mes, is like he's touching vessels that touched an oil of the mess. I mean, the first board that is touching its corner, that is an oil mess. It's hovering over the dead person. But the other board is like a vessel that touched the oil of a mess, which is going to have a lesser tumah. But all the vessels that we said, regarding kelim, there are certain halachas, vessels, that they bring tumah, which is a stringency, but they don't have the leniency of interposing. So then, imhel hakli alames, if such a vessel is hovering over the dead person, Kol kelim shal gabav tmeim. Then all the vessels that are on top are going to be tamei kemesh ben, like we explained this in Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. And with tamasim, their tum is going to be mishum kelim ahil malames, because their vessel are hovering over the dead person. Because even though there's a vessel that's in the way, but that's not being chaitzit. And even levav kelim shal gabav shein keneged atum. And therefore, even vessels that are on top of that vessel that's not even directly opposite the source of the tumah, let's say a wide oil where it spreads out to the sides and the vessels are there on the side, they're going to be tummy because they're vessels that touch vessels that are hovering over the dead person, which, because this is a vessel which is not chaitzit, but it is a oil, and now it's touching that vessel touching that oil. So therefore, they themselves will have a tummy for 7 days, which, but the only mitam other things, a tummas erev after it was removed from the source of the mess. Halacha Vav continues regarding tummy that's beneath a barrel. There's a barrel that's laying on its that's sitting on its bottom, the way a barrel usually sits, in the open air. Now there's an outsize of a corpse inside the barrel, or beneath it, and there is no handbreadth between the bottom of the barrel and the ground, and it's connected avira, so, and it's opposite the airspace. So tum b'kazva oila b'kazva yiredes. So we view the tumah as if it's shooting up and shooting down, like we already explained, because a vessel, which is what the barrel is not a blocker in front of tumah. So therefore, the halacha of the tumah that is in the kli is as if it's beneath the kli, because it's not blocking it, and it shoots forth up and down, it'll contaminate whatever is opposite it. Now, v'chav is tumah, the barrel is going to be tumah, because even though an earthenware vessel does not contract tumah from its outside, and we're saying the tumah is beneath it, but still, shari hatumah bekas metachteh, because the tumah is shooting forth from beneath it, which it goes and is shooting forth upwards into the barrel and making it tummy. And even not connected, the tumah is going to be tummy, because now the whole airspace has the tumah that's mixing with all the other air. And then it was avir, so therefore the airspace becomes tummy. Hey, so tumah tachas avi dafna. Let's say, however, the tumah was beneath the thickness of the wall of the barrel, not opposite the airspace of the barrel. Before we said it was connected avira. To address this next case, that's different, that it's not inside or beneath it, opposite the airspace, but rather directly parallel to its wall space. So then, tumah b'kazva oil b'kazva yiredes. So the tumah is going to shoot forth up and down, because there's no oil over here, and it's not chaitzitz. But chavas tara. But in this case, the barrel is going to be tar. The lama chavas tara. Says Ram, why is the barrel tar? So ena tumah b'kazva avira. Because the tumah is only shooting forth into its wall space, not into its air space. And the inklicheres mitamei l'mavir, and the ear of the vessel cannot be contaminated from its wall, only from its air space. Now let's say some of the tumah was beneath the thickness of the wall, and some of it was beneath the air space of the barrel. Then tumah b'kazva oil b'kazva yiredes, we're going to view the tumah as if it's shooting up and shooting down, because it doesn't have all the source of the tumah that's beneath the airspace. Let's say in the walls was actually an area of a handbreadth. So kula tameya. So all of it's going to be tummy, meaning whatever touches the barrel, whether it's opposite the source of the tumma or not opposite it, whether beneath the ledge, because the tumma is bekasva oila, and it spreads beneath the oil, whatever's around the area of the kli. Because it has an area of a tefach, which is like an oil. However, what's opposite the opening of the barrel is going to be tar. Why? Because the tumah is only spreading throughout the walled area, not what's opposite the airspace. Now, but when we say this, is b'chavas tahira, is when we were talking about a barrel that's tahar, which this is referring to the halachim of when we said part of it is beneath the wall and part of it is beneath the airspace. And in this last case, when the wall has an area of a tefach, where we said that, okay, opposite the opening of the barrel is going to be tar. So that the Rambam is saying over here, that specifically by a kli that's tar, where biblically, it's a bona fide oil, both to make it tummy and both to make it tar. But a vessel that's tummy is not biblically an oil to make things tar. So it remains like it's ritzutza, and it'll burst forth and go up, and it's going to contaminate whatever is inside the barrel. As the Rambam says, but if let's say it was tummy, or let's say it was a tefach above the ground. So now it's totally being an oil over the source of the tumah. Let's say it was covered. That itself is an oil. or is turned upside down, which again, that's oil because you have the bottom. So it's like a closed off grave which contaminates on all sides, which generally a barrel has in its ear space an opening of a space of a tefach. And this source of tum was beneath it or inside of it or on top of it. Oh, then I call tum, everything's going to be tummy. Whatever touches all of it is going to be tummy. Because again, a kli brings the tum, but it's not chaitzis. Now let's say it was tightly fastened with a seal. When the sunnah gabe mason was put on top of a dead person, so the food items and the beverages that are inside are going to be tar because it's sealed off. But the vessels that are on top are going to be tummy because they're hovering over the mess because the barrel cannot be a chatzitza. So even though it's on top of the barrel, but the barrel is not a chatzitza. It's not a blocker. Now, regarding barrels that are sitting on their bottom, or they're laying on their side in the open ear, and they're touching one another in the area of a tefach, and the tum is beneath one of them, so tum is going to shoot forth up and down, and they shoot a tzutza because it's considered as crouching tum. There's no space of a tefach as an oil. Now, when we say this, which this is applicable to the halacha, when the barrels are on the sides, is bataris when the barrels are tar. But if they were tummy, or they were above the ground in the area of a tefach, the tumataris and the tumas were beneath one of them, then tachas kol and tummy. They're all beneath all of them are going to be tummy. Shari hakol echadhu, shakol oil echadhu, because all considered one oil, because we said the area where they're touching are combining because they're touching each other the space of a tefach, so they consider as one oil. Then whatever's beneath it, as long as there's a halacha oil, either because it's tameh or because there's a gap of a tefach, be that as it may, then it's going to be as an oil and it's going to be tameh everything that's beneath them.